Whether you're looking for a side hustle or a ready-to-build six-figure business, each week on this podcast, I'm going to give you the tips and tricks you need to launch a successful notary career with less than $500 that you can grow as big as you can dream. Come along on the journey with me, LaShawn Jenkins, as I share my own personal stories of launching a lucrative notary career in hopes of inspiring you to do the same. Sit back, click on the link in our bio for our free guide, and pay attention, because the road to financial freedom starts right now.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to my channel. We are live right now. My name is LaShawn Jenkins with Notary Institution, and I help notaries with growing and starting their notary business. So today's video, as you see, I have a special guest. We're going to get into it, but we have here Ms. Maria. We're going to get into how you can start, you know, adding wedding officiating services. So I know I have some of my favorite people here, right here in the audience. Ms. Linda, thank you for waiting. You dream it, we achieve it, LLC. You know, your name looks so familiar. Just tell me your name in the chat. I'll probably remember. As you all come in, tell me what state you're from. And also, as you all come in, if you are a wedding officiating already, you know, let us know in the comments. Let us know how business is working for you. If you're not and you want to get started, tell us that too. So tell us in the comments where you're at as far as with knowing about this business or if you started already. Now, I don't want to leave my guest here because she's just sitting here, our beautiful guest. Her name is Miss Maria, and she is actually a wedding officiant. Well, she's more than that, but today, you know, we're really going to get into her about wedding officiant. So Miss Maria, can you unmute yourself and introduce yourself to the audience?
I hope I'm unmuted. Can you hear me? Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. I can hear
Perfect.
You.
Perfect. Hello, everybody. Gosh, I love the pictures of the people that are showing their smiles are just beautiful. Gosh, this is unbelievable. Hey there. Hi, Texas. All right. A lot of Texan people. You know, Texas has probably one of the most prettiest marriage license certificates that I've seen. Sometimes people will get married in Texas just because they like the way some of the counties, they have beautiful certificates, but they'll still come to Vegas for their ceremony. What can I tell you, right? But yeah, this is exciting. I mean, I want to be able to, you know, my whole passion is really, Sean, is to be able to help people find their niche and find what they love. Because that's what I did. People laugh and they say, you're in the love business. And I am in the love business all around. I love performing wedding ceremonies. I also help people, you know, provide end of life celebrations. You're still honoring and loving that person as well. Baptisms. And then I talk about love, people that are looking to get back in the dating world, and also love in the workplace. So it's a great industry. It keeps you young. So if you want to look young, you want to feel good, I'm 92. No, I'm So thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. And also, just to go back to what you say, you know, I just remember you're actually in Las Vegas, and this year notaries, we're having a notary conference, and it's actually in Vegas.
Well, you need to hook
it's
me up
in Las Vegas.
I would love to speak. So you know I'm a speaker. So if you can hook me up with who they are, I would love to be a speaker.
Oh, there. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
No, seriously, because we talk about how you can add to your income with other ancillary. But anyway, go ahead. I don't want to take too
Absolutely.
Much from that. I'm just so thrilled. Hi, Ms. Newsy. Okay, Ms. Newsy. I love that. All right. Yeah.
And I just opened it up on the Facebook. I realized I was only streaming on one platform. So for everyone that's watching right now, that's in the Facebook group, if you like to comment, make sure you give StreamYard permission and also grant them permission to see your name so I can know who I'm talking to. So don't just come up as Facebook user, because I love interacting with everybody on here. So just to get started with Miss Maria, we're going to talk about, you know, how she got started. And also too, we're going to dive in deep into how you can actually get started, you know, with adding these services. So Miss Maria, I know you told us on our previous video, but you know, tell us what inspired you to actually start, officiating weddings?
Well, I was in the rent-a-car business for many, many years, 30 plus years with my late husband. And I, you know, I didn't want to be in I didn't want to do anything at a large scale anymore. I was at a point in my life. I wanted to do something fun where I can impact other people's lives, right? And make money. And I believe I told you on the last broadcast, I went to a wedding ceremony in Las Vegas here. I saw a woman officiant. I went, okay, this looks like this be great. And I did a little bit of research. So I wanted to find somebody to actually train me. And you know what? There wasn't anybody out there. So what I did is I got my ordination online. Then from there, I put together a marketing kit. I watched a ton of YouTube videos. I found my favorite, you know, officiants. I started listening to what they had to say. I put together a little, you know, marketing kit, and I put on my heels, which I don't like to wear heels that much anymore. I don't know about anybody else, but I do wear them. And I went up and down the strip and to all the different wedding chapels. And quite frankly, it really wasn't as easy as I thought it would be. I mean, even though I come from a world, customer service is so paramount. And you all know that. There's a lot of notaries out there, right? You need to be able to perform, to be able to provide good, you know, good customer service as well. So anyway, how I got started is I went back and I thought, okay, so nobody called the first year, right? Really, like, I mean, I had one or two weddings. So I actually, when I started going back again and revisiting a lot of these chapels and managers of the hotels, is I told them that I would perform same-sex commitment ceremonies, because in 2012, same-sex marriages were not recognized at all. So that's how I actually broke in, because you had a lot of staunch ministers that that's just against their religion. It's just the way they feel. But people still came to Las Vegas and they have commitment ceremonies. So hence, that's how I started. And with that said, I made a ton of mistakes. I mean, like a ton of mistakes. One of my first wedding ceremonies, I was so excited over at Green Valley Ranch, and I grabbed my girlfriend. I said, come hear me, right? So after the ceremony, I went over to her. I said, Rita, how did I do? She goes, Maria, your ceremony was great, except for one thing. You forgot to have everybody sit down. So they stood for the whole ceremony. Now think about that. Okay. That's something that seems so minuscule is such a big deal. And again, I made many, many mistakes. So as I really started honing in on my craft, and through the years, I started tracking, and I started tracking, you know, love stories. And I started, you know, looking at different ceremonies, and somebody would say to me, can you do a lasso ceremony? Could you do a hand fasting ceremony? So I had to learn how to put these together. I wasn't familiar. Thank God I had my iPad on my phone that I was able, I was able to Google, but you really don't want to walk into somebody's wedding and Google something that you don't know. I mean, you want to be prepared. So what happened during the pandemic is I had a little bit of time. We were only closed. The chapels were only closed for about 6 weeks, and then they reopened again. And then we had a lot of protocol. And then I got called back to work. Probably with March we closed, and May and June. So what happened was is that I started realizing during that time that, you know what, there are people that eventually we're going to get back to being together. And I put together an actual digital course. So the digital course trains officiants in many different areas, but my course takes it another step further. I have different components to it where I talk about integrating virtual guests. Now think about that for a moment, okay? I had a couple that got married at the Venetian in July of 2020, and the parents couldn't be there. They couldn't travel. So they were on Zoom, and since I'm familiar with the platforms, I had everybody unmute themselves. Dad couldn't be there to walk her down, but when she walked down, I turned to Dad and I said, who presents? Her name so happens to be Maria. Who presents Maria? He said, I do. So, you know, there's things that I do that I've brought into this training component that sets you apart from a wedding officiant. Anybody can get up and read. But when you have love and passion and you enjoy what you're doing, that's where that sets you apart. That's it. That's how I started. I can't hear you.
There you go. I had myself on mute. But just, you know, we're happy that you're here to be a resource to help other people get into this business and actually start providing this service. So what are some things that before someone actually get into the training, that some steps that they should take in order to actually start officiating weddings? Because I don't know about you, but I'm the type of person of when I know, like, okay, I'm going to do this, I want to be a little bit prepared on, you know, what are some requirements that I should just try to fulfill. May not, I don't have to fulfill, but I want to fulfill them because I'm going to be the A+ student in your class. So what kind of things can I do to get this to get started so that I can be ready?
Well, first of all, if you're a notary, most times in most counties and states, you already have the ordination process. You can perform wedding ceremonies. You're licensed now. And if you're not, you can get that licensing as well. Okay, so that you know. So you, depending upon where you live, because I said, you said there are certain states that notaries are not recognized as officiants as well, if I'm correct, yeah. Right? There's a few, not that many, which is not a big deal. You just find out what the licensing requirements are and get your license. But I always tell students and anybody, just go to either American Marriage Ministries or Universal Life Church and also get your ordination and get a title. And let me explain to you why. It doesn't cost much. It's very, you know, minuscule. People like doing business with somebody that they feel has a credential. And you can get a credential of reverend, minister. Now, pastor is a credential you get when you're pastoring your own church. So just so that you know. And people feel more comfortable if they feel a minister or a pastor is walking in. But, you know, I say I get that title if you feel you want to. I'm spiritual. I'm religious, so this is important to me. Might not be, you can still go out and become a wedding officiant. You don't need that ordination. It just adds a little layer of credibility. And the reason I also tell you that, let's take it one step further, let's unpack this, is if you want to get into, which my course, I'll be adding to my course, anybody that takes my course will have the benefits of any additions as I go through end of life celebrations, okay? People want to have a minister or a reverend preside over that. And also house blessings and baptismals. Because when you are affiliated with an organization, you then order up your credentials. So if you're going to baptize somebody, then you order up the actual templates that you need from that ordination. It costs you a couple of dollars so that you have that and you're giving that certificate to the parents or to that person that's being baptized. So that's the reason why I recommend that. That's the first thing, and checking out your licensing requirements. But also, if you live in an area, maybe it's maybe you're in a tri-state area, or maybe you're in an area where you have multiple counties, you need to double check the licensing requirements. So for example, in Nevada, okay, I can perform a wedding ceremony anywhere in Nevada. However, if I would go to Arizona, I have to get my licensing there. Same thing with California. And usually sometimes they will recognize your stature, your licensing in another state. So for example, I performed a ceremony for my friend's daughter in New York, and I didn't need to, all I had to do was just submit the paperwork and they recognize it. So those are things that you just, you know, you want to just be a little aware of depending upon where you live. So that's how you can get started.
Okay, that's similar to notary. So, you know, it's different sometimes by state, by county, you know, it breaks mm-hmm. it down like that. So another thing I had to ask is, and this question actually was asked to me, because I never thought about it, because I feel like I'm kind of a free spirit person. I really don't care what people do and how they are. It really don't matter to me. As long as you're happy, I'm happy too. You know, you like it, I love it. So I had a viewer ask about, she wanted to know about, does she have to perform all ceremonies? And her thing was, she said she didn't want to perform same-sex ceremonies. So is there, like in the notary world, it's regulations about declining notarizations. And sometimes if you don't record it in your book, you can actually get in trouble for that. So does that, is what kind of liabilities do you think that come with this business?
Well, you know, today, as you know, we're a very litigious society. So let's stop with that. Mm-hmm. And in Nevada, if I perform wedding ceremonies outside of church and state, okay, so if I was a priest, of course, you don't have to. However, because I'm a business, and if I do turn somebody down, I open myself up for a liability. So that's something you need to really think carefully. And this is what I say, you have to really market to who you're marketing to, because if you're not comfortable, you're not comfortable. However, then you can turn around and you can work with somebody. And this is, have somebody that you work with that likes doing that. So you don't have to turn it down. You can say, you know what? I'm not available, but I have this perfect person that I know is going to be fabulous for you. And you know, it goes beyond, because I do have a segment in my course. It's not just talking about same gender ceremonies, because you do have to use certain verbiage, but also let's take us further today. You have a lot of people that are non-binary. They don't want to be called he or she. Okay. So you have to, again, be very conscious of the verbiage. And they might not even be marrying somebody of the same sex. They're just non-binary. So that's something to take into consideration. And you have people that are transgendering. Now, Vegas, we do see a lot more. That doesn't mean that you're not going to see it where you're at either. So that's why I always like to be prepared, and for people to be prepared, so that there are no surprises. Because you're a professional and you want to walk in and act as a professional.
Absolutely. You know, that was a great response, because honestly, I didn't know what to say when someone had asked me that. I was thinking, me, it don't mind. It don't personally matter. But when someone asked me, I'm like, well, you just say no, right? You know, but, you know, that's another great aspect to look at it when you said that, you know, have a team of people and get someone that is comfortable instead of just turning them down, you know, completely. So,
absolutely, yeah.
I wanted to ask you, so I know that you got started on YouTube, and now that you dedicate your time to helping people, you know, with your self-paced course and also live courses, and I can listen to you and hear some things, but what is the difference between a person going on YouTube and getting started on this business versus going through you? What do you feel like the biggest difference is? I already know, I hear the news in your voice.
Well, you know, listen, some people are just the type of person, they're just going to do it on their own. Okay. And there are so many different type of wedding ceremonies. That's true. But when you can learn from somebody that has experience, that their long journey can be your shortcut, that'll get you to where you want to be faster. You can either spend a lot of time and a lot of hours doing research, or you can do it in half the amount of time, because the most valuable asset you have is time. You can never get that back. And when you can learn from somebody that has the experience, that has the exposure, that makes all the difference in the world. Okay. And so yes, people, of course, they can do this on their own. Absolutely. But you know what? You want to be able to, when you walk in and do your first ceremony, you're going to be nervous. You're going to be nervous for your first 100. But when you know you've had the training, like, would you go in and take an exam to become an attorney without studying?
No, ma'am.
So you might research and say they're going to ask this, this, and that. But really, when you don't know, so that's the biggest thing. And some people, it's hard for them to understand that. And I totally get that. I used to be that type of person, and I've learned I go to the expert. That's exactly what I do. So if I can learn from somebody else, it's beneficial for them and for me.
Absolutely. And to be honest, I feel like it's the little things. It's the little details. You know, because on YouTube, and we all start on YouTube to learn something, but I feel like a lot of times on YouTube, you know, you get the big picture, but you don't get those little details, like you said, with the, you know, saying no, or not really saying no to different ceremonies, but really figuring out, you know, how do you actually navigate that? Because that's not something that I would never had known or thought about, or even knew that could be held liable for that. So that's why I look at the difference, you know, is, and I know you say you had scripts. So another quick question, as far as if somebody wanted to start this service, do they need a lot of money to get started into this, or what kind of things they need besides, you know, them becoming ordained, you know, as far as money wise, is there a huge investment just to really get started into this service?
Well, what you can do is, first of all, getting your ordination and your licensing is whatever it requires in the state. Let's say it's under $100 or $200, just hypothetically. Okay. More than likely, it might not even be that much. In Nevada, it's $60 and it's good for 5 years, our licensing. They do a background check. So really, that's a small amount of money. And then from there is advertising. So people think, what can they do? First of all, social media is your friend to begin with. And this is what I tell everybody. You want to start posting pictures. You want to let people know that you're, this is another area that you're adding, that you're excited about it on all your social media platforms. But not just of Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, you know, and those, but also to go even further to LinkedIn as well, because you're a professional and professionals want to do business with other professionals. So LinkedIn, and then any type of networking event, and it could be any, it could be a real estate networking event. It could be a notary networking event. It, you know, it could be just a professional business. Go out and market yourself. That's one way. Then going out to different venues that you know perform wedding ceremonies, and you can just do some research and taking the time and putting together a little marketing kit with a little YouTube video. Have some friends help you and they can stage, you can stage them as the bride and groom. And then you can actually put it up on your website. If you have a website, add to it as another, you know, enhancement. So if most of you are already a notary, you can add, this is another great, you know, funnel to my business, right? And add to it. So yes, but I always tell people to begin with, Shawnee, is that you really need to have a passion for this. You have to love being around love, because you're performing the ceremony for a couple on one of the happiest days of their lives. And you want to make sure that what you're providing is memorable, pleasurable, but it needs to be a memory that lasts a lifetime. And that's what's important. I mean, it's a pretty big, tall order when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be honest, it also all sounds like it really don't take much money-wise to get started. You know, it's more of so of you wanting it, putting yourself out there and really doing the work and having the ambitions. We have some questions that came up for here.
Okay.
This Miss Newsy, she says, speaking of liability, I have errors in omissions insurance, liability, and bonded as a notary. So basically, she would like to know, do you have to have some type of insurance in order to be a wedding officiant?
No, in Nevada, you don't. Okay. And you have that. The E&O is great that you have in the liability. The only time you would need that if you were going to expand and you were going to start bringing in, let's say you're going to do some event planning, and that's a whole different venue, which your E&O and everything else would help us. But I just say stick to what you like to do.
Okay. All righty. So I knew this question was going to come. Ms. Kelly Alexander would like to know, okay, what are your fees for officiating a wedding? Just about a general ballpark. So I know it will vary, because from when I've seen and when I look at it, I'm looking at what you do personally, Ms. Maria, and I know that you're charging a decent amount, because it looks like you're doing a nice little ceremony. They receive a nice experience with you. That's all I'm going to say.
It's all about the couple's experience, but you know what? It just depends. So if you were to take a look at Go On The Knot or Wedding Wire to see what everybody else is charging. So for example, believe it or not, in Las Vegas, we have chapels. You know, some of the chapels will only pay us as ministers. We might only make $45 or $50 a wedding, but we get tipped. So on the average, if you're working out of a chapel in Las Vegas, I'm going to say on the average, you might make anywhere between $80 and $100. However, when you start doing private wedding ceremonies is where you can really up your game and up your level. But private ones, okay, do require a lot more time. That's why you're going to charge more when you start really customizing vows and customizing their love story. So, for example, in California, you have officiants that are charging anywhere between $500 and $800 a wedding. Then, and that's the key thing, you need to shop your market. So in Vegas, it's a little lower price point because of the competition. However, now if we had to go to Northern Nevada, it would be much higher. So that's the difference. This is what I tell most people when they take my course. If they take my online training with me, if let's say it's $377, for example, they can make back what they've spent and with their licensing within at least 1.5 to 2 weddings. And again, your market, you do not want to be the lowest price point. That's the key thing. You want to put yourself where you're at the medium price point, because when you're too low, people wonder what you're delivering. Okay. It's almost like lowering a stock. So you want to be at a medium price point, as long as you feel confident with what you're doing. So it depends. It depends upon what's happening. What part of Texas are you in?
Me, I'm in Killeen, Texas. So that's like close to Austin, the major city, like Austin.
Okay. So well, Austin, that, they get paid pretty well. My stepdaughter's down in Austin. So yeah, it's a great, beautiful area. They make anywhere between $300 and $500 a wedding.
Oh, nice.
But that's a trained officiant. That's a trained officiant. Remember that.
Okay. Well, you know, that's not too bad. I didn't know it was going to be that much because I knew someone that was doing them for like $50 locally here.
Well, that's sign and go. Yeah. That's like a sign and go. That's like just like a notary type of thing.
Okay. I'm not sure if you know anything about Texas, but someone said you can't do be a notary and officiate weddings, but that's not true. But here it is. Notaries can't marry people as an officiant. You can get your license and get ordained and marry people in Texas. Thank you. Okay. So that question was answered. Just wanted to clear. I didn't want to ignore my people.
No problem.
We only got like 5 more minutes. So
are we on that long? I didn't even realize it. I'm having too much fun.
Well, sometimes I go for an hour. It just depends on the questions, but it's not a lot of them. And I think you covered a lot, to be honest. So just to talk about, you know, what does your course entail? Like, what are people going to get out of your course?
Well, I have two courses. Okay. I have one where you can do it on your own. And that where you get all of the videos and the workbook and you do it at your own pace. Then my other course is you can do it with me. And I only train live 3 to 4 times a year. So the one course, and I told you, is $177, and I have a special discount for your community of 10% off. The other course is $377. That's live training with me. And again, it's the same thing. You get some bonuses. You get to actually, you have Q&A with me. You get a certification. You also I throw in a bonus, an additional bonus time where I actually have you rehearse with me. Yeah, you get to rehearse with me. That's right. And I'm trying. No, that's not easy. You know, one of my officiants, her first wedding, she did, Shawanda, she was so excited. She said, you know, Maria, I'm so glad you made me rehearse. I hated it. She goes, but when I got out there, I had so much fun. And she did. She had fun and she enjoyed it. She went to Nelson's Landing, which is about 30 miles out of Las Vegas. And she performed the ceremony for a couple. She was excited and she felt comfortable. So there's, again, if you do it live with me, but then that's sent out. It's over a 3-week period. It's usually on one evening a week. And if you don't attend, you get the actual recording. And what it's called drip content. So you get 3 or 4 videos at a time and you get the entire workbook. And then we talk about it and we go through it. And that's over 3 weeks. And then I throw a bonus in. And the bonus is that you get to have rehearsal time and a certification.
Oh, nice. So it's safe to say that you actually get a person confident enough to actually wear so they can start perform their first wedding. And if they want to take a break, they could take their break. You know, well, but you at least get them out the door to get started and be confident on their first.
Oh, you have to. I mean, it's like when you first started doing live streaming and stuff, you know, it just is not that as easy as people think it is. It just takes time to be comfortable. But also anybody that buys my course, there's going to be additional enhancements. So I am working on end of life celebrations, baptismals and house blessings, because you never know where, you know, what's great about this industry is you can pick this up. And then you can put it down and then you can pick it up again. And it's timeless. And the more you age, the better you are. People love having somebody that's a little, so you don't have to be a certain age. You just need to be able to get around. And it's something that you can, like I said, you can sunset for a while and then go back into it. And that's the beauty.
So I'm just kind of curious too. How has this business gone through, you know, through as far as like the business cycles? Cause like, in the notary industry, you know, when the mortgage industry crashed, you know, the loan signings, the work slowed down for us. So does it happen like that in your business? I know COVID shut down everything, you know, just about for everybody, but has those kind of things has happened since you have been officiating weddings?
No, as a matter of fact, my business increased. Oh. And the reason for that is you had other municipalities that were closed down that people could not get licensed, their marriage license. So they came to Vegas. And, you know, Vegas is unique. Our marriage license bureau is open 365 days a year from 8 a.m. to midnight. So anybody can come in because we're known as the wedding capital of the world. However, when you're going through a down cycle, okay, that's where you work on, okay, look at COVID, for example. A lot of people passed away. Don't you think there's a call for people to do end of life celebrations? Okay, so you have people getting married, you have, unfortunately, people passing. So when you have a mixture of doing both, people are never gonna stop dying. Okay, that's something, but people might not get married, but people are not gonna stop. And there's always gonna be somebody that's gonna want to have some sort of end of life celebration, some sort of service where you can provide them with that so that you can bring, you know, you can help facilitate that. And also there's going to be those that are going to want children baptized, house blessings. So there's a lot of different things when there is a downturn.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
So how you approach it.
Say that again.
It's all how you approach it. Even if you have a downturn in the economy, people still want to get married. So you might lower your price. You might say, you know what? I'll come to your home. I'll give you, you know, but you get to be creative with this.
Okay. So free spirit a little bit. So I know we're going to go back to your course for a second. This is Miss Linda. I am a retired nurse and I love people. I will marry any person. God created everyone in his image, but this is just my opinion. And we appreciate your opinion, Miss Linda. She's absolutely right. So, Maria, I know you say you will send over the links and stuff, but for someone right now that's listening, you know, how can they get started with at least taking your course and your program?
So they can go to my website at True Love Knots, and that's TrueLoveKnots.com. I have a link to the wedding officiant course. If they sign up and they will get the use of that coupon, which I have, it's 10%. Remember, we have that coupon there, and it's called the Notary Institution coupon. Okay. And I think it's Notary. I don't know if it's the, but there's 10% off. It'll take you over to where my course is housed, which is Thinkific, so that you can sign up. Because I will be closing enrollment in a few weeks and starting in July, because I only like to have so many people on Zoom. You can only handle so many at a time. And I want to be able to provide each person that's taking the course with quality, you know, with a quality type of training. And that's what's important. So I only limit it to so many people on that. I'd like to keep it between 15, 20 maximum. That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And I know you say you want to send it over. So that information will be in the description on the video. When it's over with, I'll make sure I'll pin it on the comments also. So for everyone that, hopefully everyone on here, all 24 people that I see are actually going to be here and actually get started with this service. I follow most of you all on Instagram anyway, and I do see you all out there. So I look forward to seeing some new wedding officiants. So Maria, I know that you have a lot of ways that people can contact you. I know you have the podcast, True Love Knots. also, you have your website, your Instagram. So how can people contact you?
The best way is right here. It's maria@trueloveknots.com. But, you know, I wanted to say something else, too. You have a beautiful community out here as well. And when you start getting involved in this particular industry, your world is going to open up the same way this for me. I never thought that I would get out and talk about finding love again. I never thought that I would get out and speak. I mean, I have to tell you that I wrote a book. I mean, it's like you just don't know, just like you're getting involved in the notary. You just don't know where this is going to take you. And sometimes you just one relationship, something, one person does one thing and your life changes forever. So those are miracles. Those are miracles. And make sure every day is a miracle.
Absolutely. I told you, give me love coach vibes.
I do. I'm going to talk about that. I do that. So I'll come back. We'll talk about love. I'd love to. Oh my gosh. I have so many stories. Oh my gosh. It's because I'm a widow. So, you know, it's funny, but you know what? It's hard getting out there dating again. I don't care who, but also not just, you know, when you have a relationship with somebody too, I talk about making sure that you know, you and your partner are doing the best for each other, and you know, you're supporting each other. So there's a lot of different things we talk about, but love is the best. It is the best. It's the most powerful emotion. Nothing it is better than love, right?
Absolutely. Well, I love it. I'm excited. I'm glad that you came on and provided insight on how people can get started, how you have got started. Because to be honest, I want people to get started into this with this service and also into this industry, you know, especially with you. I feel like you, the way that I see that, I see your social media and I see how above and beyond you go for your clients. You're always posting them. Like, you know, it's a lot that you do, to be honest with you. And I love the images that you have. And hopefully but we'll have some new notaries who are offering wedding officiating services. Hopefully you can meet some when they go to Vegas, and I will contact, get back and connect in with you to give you the exact date when the conference is, so that, because the notaries are going to be there and I'm sure they would love someone like you. I'm sure you're great on camera, but I'm sure you're just a great in person.
Well, you know, yes. Let's talk after this. You know, when you and I can have a conversation, because I'd love to find out who's putting that on and let me know when. I'm here.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'll get that ready. You know, you're motivating me. But yes, ma'am, I'll make sure I get you the information for that. But everyone, thank you, Miss Maria. Thank you for being here. Is there anything else that you would like to say to close as we close out?
You know, I just really want to say thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to share with your community. It's always a gift as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, remember that, you know, you might be thinking, I'm not too sure if this is something I want to do, or you might think, I just don't know if I'm good enough. You know what? Don't limit yourself. Do not limit yourself, because life is unlimited, and take advantage of it no matter what you do in life, and enjoy each day. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Miss Maria. And everyone, thank you for watching. Thank you for being here. Make sure you subscribe to my channel. Make sure you hit the like button. This video was more than amazing. And if you are going to become a wedding officiant after watching this, make sure you tell me below in the comments. And I normally take my time and do try to respond to the comments. Not right away, but I do get around to them. But everyone, thank you for coming on. And also thank you, Miss Maria, for coming on. And everyone, you have a good day. Toodles. Mm-hmm.